holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
The dangers of criticism. Oh, you got to be careful.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us, and why am I talking so fast? I don't know, but hey, I haven't had an energy drink or anything, so I'm just up and I'm ready. I am ready. Are you ready today? Today is the day that you change everything about your life. You can change your life today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today. You can change today. The wonderful thing about it is God has already forgiven you for your sins. It's all about, you know, just come on. Come on and believe it, man. What are you waiting on? God already did the hard work. He took away your sins. So all now we have to do is believe that he did. And once we believe that he did, we're going to act accordingly. You know, just like the church announcements, you will act accordingly. Just believe that God has taken away your sins, man. You couldn't take them away. He took them away for you. Hey, man. Listen. Today's a wonderful day. Don't let anybody tell you different. Don't let anybody pull you down. Don't listen to anything negative today. This is no negative day. No negative week, you know, you have one more day just to get it right with God. One more day to do what needs to be done. That's all we have. One more day. We can't worry about tomorrow. Can't even think about yesterday. Let yesterday go. Let tomorrow take care of itself. Deal with today. You have one more day to work it out with God, to get whatever you need from him, the information that you need so that you can begin to believe what he said. He came all the way down from heaven to take away our sins. I suggest you believe that. But hey, you don't have to. Maybe you don't want to believe it. You know, maybe you believe it next week. Maybe you believe it next year. Maybe 10 years from now. I just want you to believe it before you leave here. Because once we leave here, there's no more repentance after that. There's no more repentance after that. You know how people say, oh, how do you know there's no repentance after this? I'll put it like this. If God says there's repentance after this life, then so be it. But what he's allowed us to read says it isn't. You remember how Lazarus and the rich man, you know, the rich man was talking about, hey, can you just send somebody back from the dead to tell my brothers don't come to a place like this? And he said, hey, man, if they don't listen to Moses and the prophets, they're not going to, you know, hear a man to come back from the dead. They weren't going to hear Jesus when he come back from the dead. They weren't going to hear that. They weren't going to hear anybody coming back from the dead to tell anybody anything. No. Mm-mm. It's all about believing while you're here. You're rehearsing while you're here. You live here, you know. Amen. I just want you to have the best and do the best you can to hear God, follow God. You know, we do these broadcasts every single day. And the thing is, we just want you and your family to have all that God has planned for you to have. All that he has willed for you to have. Salvation being the top of it. You know, yeah, we all want money. We all want this. And we all want to be able to pay the bills. We want a house. We want a car. We want this or whatever it is that you want, whatever dreams that you want to fulfill. But at the top of the dream should be salvation. You know, you wanting God, you wanted to say thanks to God for taking away your sins ultimately, right? you thank God for taking away your sins. Because it was a virus, man. And the power of sin is very strong. But he took away the power of sin. Because like I was telling you guys the other day, you know, the power of sin works on what you hear. So if you heard God say, don't steal, for some reason, sin would come up and the power of sin would want you to go and try to steal and make your body go and steal, whether it be words, product, pens, potato chips, whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is, you automatically just want to get up and go steal something, or you take advantage of being able to steal a thing. But God just told you, don't steal. And so he took that power from sin away, because sin would always dwell on what God said. And because if God said it, that made the body want to do against what God said. It always strove against. It strives against God even to this day. But it don't have any power now. See, before we would just fall into sin because of the power of sin. But we don't have the power of sin working in us. You know, we still have a sinful nature that always wants us to participate in evil things, but it don't have no power over us. See, it don't make you do it. Before, it made us do it. It made us do it, and we were weak to it. But God fixed that. So, be thankful for that, and make that the top of your dream. All right, Romans 14. Romans 14, verse number 1. Talking about the danger of criticism. Accept other believers who are weak in faith, and don't argue with them about what they think is right or wrong. Those who are weak, don't argue with them. You don't have to argue with them. Mm-mm. They'll come around. They'll understand. You know, some people say, "Oh, I don't eat bacon, or I don't eat pork, or I don't eat this." Well, God says all food is whatever's sold in the store. Go ahead and eat it. You know, but in the beginning, people say, I want to be close to God. So I'm going to step away from pork. I'm going to step away from this. I'm going to step away from meat. I'm not going to eat that. I'm not going to eat this. I'm not going to eat catfish. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to eat seafood. Because I want to, you know, live by the law. And God said, just treat people right. And you already upheld the law. But we're, you know, we add these other little things. And as young believers and weak believers, we'll believe in those things. And that's fine. But God will make us stronger. Don't worry. You might be weak now, but God will make you stronger. Don't worry. Okay, verse number 2. For instance, one person believes it's all right to eat anything, but another person believes, or another believer with a sensitive conscience, will only eat vegetables. One says, I can eat anything. Another says, oh, I'm only going to eat vegetables. Okay, that's fine. It's no work. No need to fight over what you're eating and what I'm not eating. Now, if I know that you don't eat meat and I decide to eat meat in front of you, right? I'm the one in the wrong, even though I'm free to eat meat. Because I'm eating it in front of you saying, I don't care what you think. I'm going to eat it in front of you and make you mad. See, that's not right. That's not right at all. But people do things like that. Verse number 3, those who feel free to eat anything must not look down on those who don't. And those who don't eat certain foods must not condemn those who do. For God has accepted them. See, everybody's free to eat whatever they want to eat. Verse number 4, who are you to condemn someone else's servant? Someone else's servant. Whose servant are we? God's. We're God's servant. So you're not God. I'm not God. What nerve do I have to sit there and try to condemn you, and you don't belong to me? Right? I can't condemn you because you don't belong to me. You can't condemn me for eating because I don't belong to you. Who are you to condemn someone else's servants? Their own master will judge whether they stand or fall. And with the Lord's help, they will stand and receive his approval. Only with the Lord's help will we stand and receive any kind of approval. Who are you to condemn someone else's servants? Their own master will judge whether they stand or fall. And with the Lord's help, they will stand and receive his approval. Verse number 5. In the same way, some think one day is more holy than another day. I see that all the time. Some people, oh, you can't worship on Sunday. Sunday's not the original Sabbath. And so we're supposed to be worshiping on Saturday. And so then somebody says, well, no, we don't know what happened. You weren't there. You don't know if Saturday is actually Saturday. You don't know if Sunday is actually Sunday. Sunday could actually be Monday. And then Saturday could actually be Tuesday. I mean, it's all kind of things. In the same way, some think one day is more holy than another. Oh, Christmas is so holy. Oh, yeah. And wait a minute. Easter is holier than Christmas. Wait a minute. New Year's is really holy. Wait a minute. My birthday is holier than everything. In some way, some think one day is holier than another day, while others think every day is alike. You should each be fully convinced that whichever day you choose is acceptable. So if you choose that Saturday is your seventh, be free in that. You're free to think that. You're free to believe that. If you think Sunday is your Sabbath, then fine. You're free to believe that. If you think every day is your Sabbath, which is really the correct way, the Sabbath day wasn't a day. Sabbath day is a lifestyle. So just like you step away from sin on Saturday, you step away from sin on Sunday. You're supposed to step away from sin every day. Come on here, church. Come on. Come on. Lift your hands and shout yes. In the same way, one thinks one day is holier than another, while others think one day is all alike. Every day is alike. And you should be fully convinced that whichever day you choose is acceptable. You should be fully convinced of your day. You see that? See, God didn't give us the Bible in order for us to just go around and live the Bible. He tells us this is what was going on with these people who follow God. This is what happened when you follow God. This is what happens when you don't follow God. These are what God would suggest to you. Now make your own choice. He gives us suggestions all the time. And he tells us, hey, one day is not above another. It's all the same or whatever, whatever. Just be fully convinced in the day that you choose. You choose, not God chooses. You choose is acceptable. I'm telling you, this is pretty good. Verse number 6. Those who worship the Lord on a special day do it in honor of him. Those who eat any kind of food do so in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God before eating. And those who refuse to eat certain foods also want to please the Lord and give thanks to God too. So look, whatever you choose, you begin to thank God for it.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean. Or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.